have several different businesses that I'm involved with. So I practice otolaryngology and facial plastic surgery for about 25 years in the D.C. area. I did my training at Yale, and I did my post-medical school training at Yale also. So I was in New Haven for about 9 years. It's what's called chaos theory. You're on top of a mountain, and you look around and say, gee, this is a great place to be. I love the vista from here. But I see another mountain over there that looks very interesting. Perhaps it's time I climb down this mountain and get ready to climb the next one. So that's what physician entrepreneurs really have to be willing to do.
Do you miss seeing patients or, you know, making a profound difference directly in their lives?
In a way, yes. But in a way, you find a way to leave a bigger footprint. One of the companies I'm involved with is called NextGen Medical Systems. NextGen is a medical device company that produces two different kinds of platforms. One is a device that removes blood clots from vessels without injuring the wall of the vessel. Very innovative, very new technology, very exciting to be able to be on the board of a company that is really making a major difference, not in one life at a time, but in thousands of lives over the course of a year. And we have another division of the company that is a neurosurgical platform that has the ability to deliver medications and stem cells into the brain for the treatment of a variety of either cancerous brain tumors or neurodegenerative disorders. You know, at some point, it's not as important as to what you're making on a yearly basis, and that's something I tell physicians who are thinking about leaving medicine, is to have a nest egg in place so that you don't have to have current income for about 2 to 3 years, because that's what it takes in order to really build a business.
Yeah.
It takes a while, like anything else, to build up a portfolio, so as I build these memory care facilities, my income goes up. As the NextGen Medical System starts selling their products and their offerings, my income goes up as a result of my share participation in this company. So it really is looking at yourself as you would your portfolio. And you have to basically try to diversify your portfolio's assets, and you diversify yourself amongst the assets that you have. So, you know, I still maintain my license just in case that rainy day does come and I do need to go back, and I still am very involved with the medical community through the Society of Physician Entrepreneurs.
And how else are you maintaining your surgical skills, or you would be able to go back in another capacity?
I would go back as a medical ear, nose, and throat physician as opposed to a surgical one, because I have, you know, obviously you don't get to operate when you're not practicing. But, you know, as a founder of the Society of Physician Entrepreneurs, I get to meet a lot of very bright, innovative people who have terrific ideas, and we are in need of those ideas now because we need to change the paradigm of healthcare delivery. We need to leverage technology, whether it's mechanical technology or information technology, in order to improve both the outcomes and the efficiencies that we use in healthcare today.